Dis-moi que si tu es là, ce n'est pas juste pour mes jolis yeux.
Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Sarah.
那前面的节目里呢，我们讲到了 yes, no 的情况，学会了一些非常地道的表达来代替这个 yes or no。那日常交际当中还会经常说的有 sorry 啊 ,thank you 啊以及 OK。那我们今天先从 sorry 开始。
Okay, so since we're talking about being sorry,Let's find some new ways to say when we were actually trying to apologize for something.
那除了这个 sorry, 表达歉意更加地道高阶的方式都有哪几种 Native speaker 经常用的都有哪几种呢、
Yeah, so three more formal apologies.、You can say, I didn't mean to, I was wrong to,、or I should never have.
I didn't mean to. 我不是故意的。I was wrong to. 我怎么怎么样是错的。或者说 I should never have. 我真不应该怎么怎么怎么样。
For example, I didn't mean to break your favorite cup.
打坏别人的杯子了。那可以说 I didn't mean to break your favorite cup. 我不是故意打坏你最爱的杯子的。I didn't mean to.
Or, I was wrong to yell at you.
I was wrong to yell at you. 我冲你吆喝是错的。I was wrong to do something. 也是表达歉意。
I should never have lied to you.
I should never have lied to you. 我真不该对你撒谎的。I should never have.
If you noticed...All three of these answers need more information.、You need a verb that explains what you are sorry for.
Yeah, exactly. 这三种道歉的方式呢，后面都要加一个动词来表达你所抱歉的行为哈。
I didn't mean to break your favorite cup.
Break.
I was wrong to yell at you.
Yell.
I should never have lied to you.
Lied.那这种呢就特别的正式哈。那如果是一些小事呢小事犯错了我想道歉的话用哪些表达方式呢
Yeah, so these three answers can be more formal.、What if you are apologizing for something small?、You forgot to bring a pen to class or you accidentally bumped into someone.
Yeah, 对上课忘带笔了对吧或者说 you accidentally bumped into someone, 不小心碰到别人了撞到别人了那这个怎么道歉呢
Here, you can say, my bad.
My bad.
My bad means that you know you did something wrong, but it was not a big thing.
我的错但是仅仅是小事哈 I know I did something wrong, but it wasn't a big thing.比如说
If I break my friend's laptop or if I mess up a big presentation at work, I would not say, my bad.
Of course. 弄坏了人家的这个 laptop, 笔记本电脑了或者说 messed up a big presentation at work. 那这种情况你都不能用 my bad. 太轻描淡写了哈。
Yes, only small things.
Yeah, only small things. 那以上呢就是表达 sorry 的地道高阶的用法。
Great. Yes. No. Sorry. Now, let's look at another useful word. Thank you. We have three phrases you can use depending on how much you want to thank them.
那表达 thank you.也给大家总结了三种地道实用的表达，这样的话大家就不会过度的去用这个 thank you 了哈。
Yes, let's start with a small thank you. You can say, I appreciate it, or I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, 或者说、I appreciate that. 这个真的是太常用了哈。
Maybe someone said something nice about you, gave you a compliment.
比如有人夸你了 gave you a compliment、可以用这个 I appreciate it 或者说 I appreciate that 不用说 where
翩翩 I really like your outfit today It's cute
I appreciate it 这样就听起来非常的自信优雅、
Yeah Or maybe Maybe my husband carried something heavy for me. Mm-hmm. I can tell him I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's the same as saying thank you.
Yeah, right. 跟说这个 thank you 是一样的意思哈。那如果就是比这个再深一点的感激呢？那我们怎么说呢？
Okay, a little more thankful.、
Mm-hmm.
You can say you shouldn't have.
Oh, you shouldn't have. 你不该怎么怎么样、mm-hmm. 哎，比如呢，举个例子吧，这个怎么用呢？
Your mom buys you a new phone、mm-hmm. or your friend plans a surprise party for you.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you're telling them you didn't have to do that nice thing, so thank you.、
Mm, you shouldn't have. 其实就是说 you didn't have to do that nice thing, so thank you, right?
Yeah, okay.What if you want to show that you're really thankful to someone?
嗯，对，如果真的是超级感激别人呢？
嗯，if you're really thankful, you can say, you're a lifesaver.
你是我的救命恩人 you're a lifesaver. Lifesaver, 两个词合成一个词哈 lifesaver 就是恩人啊。
Yeah, the person you are thanking does not actually need to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you want them to know that they are so wonderful and you are very thankful.
Yeah, 不一定是真的救命了哈、huh? He doesn't actually need to save your life.
Yeah.
It's just a dramatic way to show your thankfulness, right? 就是表达极大的感激。Mm,
yeah. So for example, you forgot your cell phone in a taxi.、
Mm-hmm.
And the taxi driver drove back to find you and give you your phone.
嗯，这都可以上学雷锋世纪了哈。
Yeah, so you might want to say to him, "Oh, thanks, you're a lifesaver."
Thanks, you're a lifesaver, 恩人啊。
Maybe you are sick and your friend covers your shift at work.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you are sick and your friend covers your shift at work. 你病了，你朋友呢替你值班。
Yeah, you can tell them.You're a lifesaver, because to you, it was a big gesture, and you're very grateful.
Exactly.、Mm. 那这个时候呢，完全就可以说 you are a lifesaver. 那以上这几种呢，就是除了 thank you, 如何表达感激的地道说法。
Yeah, okay. Our last word today is one that I say all the time. Okay.
Okay, yeah. 我们大家都是一直一直在说的 okay, 哈。
It's a very common word because you can use it to show both positive and negative responses using your tone, how、mm-hmm. you say okay.
Yeah, 这个 okay 只要 change your tone, 只要是语气一变然后这个 okay 所表达的意思就完全变了哈。
If you ask me to help you with something、mm-hmm. and I feel that it's an easy thing to do,、mm-hmm. I might say, okay.
Okay.Yeah, 这就是 positive 表示肯定哈。
But if I'm busy or tired, instead of okay,、mm-hmm. I might say okay, using a lower tone.
Okay, 一听就是 negative, 表示否定，我才不想帮你呢。
Yeah. So, depending on if you feel good or bad about something,、
mm-hmm.
we have two other ways to say okay.You can say, all right,
all right,
and very well.
Very well. 不要老是用 OK 了哈，不要过度使用这个 OK. 我们可以改用 all right 以及 very well. 那这两个具体怎么用呢？
All right means okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's
can you pay for dinner tonight? All right. You don't mind.It is really okay with you.
All right, 指的是你丝毫不介意，完全没问题。It's really okay with you. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're not happy about paying for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, very well.
Very well. 相当于汉语当中的好吧，不情愿哈。
Very well means you accept something,But you are a little unhappy about it.
Very well, 就是特别的不情愿。
yeah. If you ask your boss for a vacation day,、
mm-hmm.
if he's unhappy with you taking time off, he might say,
very well.
Yeah. It's still polite, but not happy.
Mm-hmm. Very well, 就是好吧。All right, 那我们稍微把前面所学过的这一些来进行一个 recap, 稍微复习一下。
Yeah. So, to review,、
mm-hmm.
instead of saying yes, you can say, yep, yeah, sure, and of course.
嗯哼，不要过度使用 yes 了，换成下面这些 yep, yeah, sure, and of course.
And if someone uses do, will, or have in a question,、
mm-hmm.
you can answer,
I do, I will,、mm-hmm. or I have.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say no casually, you can say nope or nah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's formal, you can say
not likely. I'm afraid not. And sorry.
Exactly. What if you're sorry for something big?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to. I was wrong to. And...I should never have.
犯了比较大的错就是 I didn't mean to,、mm. I was wrong to, and I should never have.
But if you're sorry for a small thing,
小错道歉就用 my bad.
Yes. To thank someone, you can say, I appreciate it, you shouldn't have,、
mm-hmm.
or you're a lifesaver.、
Mm-hmm. 那根据这个感谢级别进行递增哈 I appreciate、mm.It, 或者说 I appreciate that. You shouldn't have, or you are a lifesaver.
Yes, just make sure you pick the response based on how thankful you are.
看感谢的级别哈。
And finally, instead of okay, if you feel good about something, you can say,
All right.
Yes. And if you're a little unhappy,
very well.
Whew.I know that was a lot,
yeah.
But I'm sure you've heard most of these English phrases before.
很多在这个美剧当中啊，或者说跟 native speaker 进行沟通的时候都听过了哈，都听到过。每一个呢，都值得大家好好的去听几遍，然后做好笔记，应用到我们的英语的口语当中去。
So, when someone asks you a question, you want to apologize or thank someone,Try out one of these instead.、
Mm-hmm.
Less repetition and different vocabulary words make your English seem more advanced.
Yeah, 感谢 Sarah 给大家整理的非常非常的实用哈 You shouldn't have.
Thanks for listening today.
欢迎大家留言转发给有需要的人 So this is Pin Pin.
And Sarah.
Goodbye.
Bye. Je n'ai pas de rendez-vous, plus de rancard que j'ai envie d'accepter. Avec toi, c'est évident, je suis prête à ouvrir.